KE2DJQ, this is K2PCB.
This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls. This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GEQ. It's Friday.
It sure is Friday. I was getting a little worried. I thought maybe everyone was taking a taking a day off, except for me. Yes, good morning. So I have something for you. Oh, I have information for you right away. I made that cable yesterday. Excuse me. I plugged it into one of the Bofang radios that I had at work and plugged it into the PC, and it worked. However, it was extremely noisy, and I took some grabber hooks, clipped onto the plug, and clipped it onto a pair of headphones, and it was indeed noisy. So through the radio speaker, it doesn't sound bad, but through better headphones or a PC, it sounds horrible. So I don't know if that has to do with the cabling, because they use the, you know, the varnished cables, which should be high enough ohmic variance to handle that, no issue. But I brought a second radio with me today to plug that into to see if it makes any difference. Otherwise, I was thinking about doing... If it works out well, I was thinking about doing a drive-by mailbox drop or something on my way home today, or lunch or something like that, if it works.
Well, that's cool. I have a dentist appointment at 7 a.m., so I'm going to have to kind of cut our conversation short today. And I get down around 8. I could swing by PCB and let you know I'm there if you'd already tried it out by then.
Well, I wasn't planning on doing it till like lunch or something, so I wasn't doing it on company time, but it only takes literally like a minute. So when I get in the building, I'll test it out with the other radio and see if it sounds better, and I'll let you know.
That sounds like a plan, Travis. Got any other plans for the weekend?
Nothing too exciting, but I'm taking off this upcoming Friday. Lynn and I are doing a couple days glamping, remember, I think I said that before, out at KOA. We've been out there before. You know, we've done some of our road trips where we've done KOA to KOA. And what was it, last year, my aunt and uncle, her and I, we grabbed one of those like cabins, you know, the glamping cabins, and it was kind of fun. So she said, "Oh, let's, you know, nothing too long, nothing too extravagant. Can we get one of those little cabins by the lake there?" And this is out in Medina. Put our kayaks on the shoreline, and we can paddle in from there, and you know, just take a couple days and relax. So we scheduled that a while back. That's coming up this. Not this weekend, but next weekend. So I'll probably be gathering stuff together for that. Not that I need a whole lot, but just so we're ready come Thursday at the end of the day, we're all set back for what we need. Yeah, that's my weekend. Aside from hopefully not tooth extraction, what are you going to
do? I think this weekend's going to be relatively quiet for us. Our daughter's traveling, so we'll go visit the house and take care of the cats and take care of some other stuff around the house. So that'll keep us grounded for the weekend, so to speak.
Yeah, that sounds like Mark Tileman. I was talking to him yesterday. One of our guys who are out in California, and he is currently cat sitting for his daughter and her husband, who are on a vacation. So he's got the, does he have the grandkids? No, I think this is the first time they took the grandkids, but he gets the cat. I think so. It's going down. Yeah, it's funny, because we normally hear stories about the grandkids, but now it's about the cat this time. Yeah. So funny, funny. Let's see what else we have going on. Oh, my pedal drive for the kayak showed up yesterday. So I'll probably install the bracket for that this weekend. And, yeah, I'll be ready to get out there. I'll have to renew my fishing license before, actually, I don't even know if I have to for that. I got to check into that. But, yeah, let's see if everyone else is making it in this morning. This is KTPCB.
KC2 NBM.
All right, I definitely heard of KC2 NBM. Good morning there, Jeff. How's your Friday shaping up? So did you get your radio / antenna installed like you were hoping to do if timing worked out well? Yeah, you're breaking up, unfortunately. So hopefully the answer was no to that. I don't know if anyone else heard him.
No, I need a 90-degree BNC.
Oh, you need a 90-degree BNC. Okay. When we were talking yesterday, I thought 90 is what you had and what you didn't want or need. Okay.
Different style. I have an appeal, whatever, for the antenna side to a BNC, but it was too short. Now I need a 90-degree BNC to get the actual antenna lead hooked up to where the radio comes out.
Okay. Yeah, the, I don't know if you have a meter, SWR meter. Just make sure you check that system out if you're going to be pumping 75 watts into that. Oh, there it is now. Especially with BNC connectors, if you have dirty BNCs, which should be okay. But now you're in a mobile situation where things are moving around and they might not be as secure as the PL259, SO239 connection. So just something to think about. Yeah, they work well when they're in a static position, not moving. But yeah, they can be troublesome if they're moving.
I concur. Yes, I do have a SWR, a little nano.
Yeah, just to see as you move the cables around, shake anything, if you're getting any variation, it'll be good to know before it causes you any trouble. And if they're nice and new, and the little spring contact in there is secure, then nothing to worry about. But I guess back to Brad, because Brad, I know you said you had to hit the road there in a few minutes. I wanted to make sure you don't miss an opportunity to get back in there.
I know. I appreciate that, Travis. Yeah, just looking at the clock, I'm going to have to leave here in like 2 or 3 minutes. So I am going to give everybody 73s, and you guys all have a good weekend, and I will talk to you guys on Monday. This is KE2 GDQ clear.
Sounds good, Brad. I'll try to get that tested right away as soon as I walk in the door. If you don't hear from me, obviously I got stopped along the way, but yeah, I'll try to do that before I do anything else.
All right. Good night, everyone. KC2 NBM clear.
All right. See you, Jeff. Did Ross ever make it in there? KC2 PET. All right. Nothing heard. This is KC2 PCB. I will disconnect and head on in the work.